Let's start by introducing Meg Hibbert by her day job as editor of the Salem Times Register and the Newcastle Record. But she's also been known to stink up her kitchen. She's the author of 6 official Virginia wine and garlic cookbooks. Now, Meg's with us, and I don't smell garlic, but I know the motto of the festival is, it's chic to reek.
It's definitely chic to reek, and I am holding a clove of garlic, a whole bubble of garlic over here, so that you can smell it, and for those listeners who have smeller listen, they can smell it too.
And you're wearing your It's Chic to Reek apron.
And I also have real garlic earrings.
Meg, you've worked with the Garlic Festival since its inception, which means you have prepared, tasted, and been around countless garlic dishes. Do you have favorite surprising uses for garlic that you might share with us?
Well, of course, if you have a sore throat or a cold and you think you need to rev up your antioxidants by eating garlic, and you don't want to eat it just straight raw, there's always the good old boys peanut butter and garlic sandwich. You spread one layer of peanut butter on a side of bread, and a little Miracle Whip if you're from the South, or ranch dressing if you're from California, on the other side, and crush up 3 cloves of raw garlic, slap the 2 together, eat it, and that does help to open up your head.
My, that is a surprising use for garlic, Meg. And in cooking, how about that? Not just for medicinal uses.
I like to cook anyway with garlic that has cheese and olive oil and basil and all the good things like that. My husband tried it one time without telling me that he was making garlic oatmeal for breakfast. I've put a quash on that. We don't do that in our house anymore, except for our dogs.
That sounds like a good place to draw the line, I think. Yeah, I have heard you say that in your household, garlic really ranks up there with salt and pepper as a seasoning. And I know that if you follow a Mediterranean diet, garlic is front and center and also a staple seasoning in Asia, Africa, Europe. Do you think many households in the U.S. might be really underutilizing it?
Oh, I think most households underutilize it, or they use garlic salt, thinking they're getting enough garlic that way. Dried garlic is okay, but fresh garlic is really the best, and that's the one that smells good, too.
In my household, we're known to be a little bit lazy, and we frequently grab that pre-minced jar of garlic. And I'm learning now that that really doesn't necessarily do a dish justice. What's your take on that?
I agree. I don't think it does it justice either, because it's so easy just to get a head of garlic and take a flat-edged, like a chef's knife, and smash that on the side. Then you take one of those cloves out and smash it again, and the peel comes right off, and you can chop it quickly. So if you want to do fresh garlic and want it that small, diced size like you would get in a jar of garlic already prepared, it doesn't take you but a few seconds.
I know for some people, nothing beats that, just entire bulb of roasted garlic.
Roasted garlic's good, but I really like it sautéed in olive oil more than I do roasted because it's sweet when you roast it.
Let's talk about the Garlic Festival. I know that one of the big features for the weekend is the garlic cook-off. I think that's usually held right around noon on the first day of the festival, the Saturday. Can you just set the stage for what we might see and smell and taste right around that time?
Well, people are invited to send in their recipes for the garlic cook-off, and you have until October 5th to enter that cook-off this year, by the way. Then the top 5 recipes are selected for being the most garlicky good ones that have at least 3 cloves of garlic, but we really say, you know, more is better. And I'm not one of the judges, so I can't tell you who it'll be doing it this year. But it actually starts at 10:10 on Saturday, and the results will be there at 1 o'clock. Meanwhile, the 5 that have been selected to cook have been invited to come and to bring their recipes and their saute pans or whatever, and then they actually cook for the judges while they're there, giving these wonderful smells and aromas and also seeing it. There's plenty of garlic cooking vendors there.
And then I also understand that you've got a few wineries participating so that you've got something to wash it all down with.
This year there are 9 wineries. I think that's a record. In addition to Rebeck Vineyard, there's Virginia Mountain, which is in Fincastle, Lazy Days, which is in Amherst County near Rebeck Vineyards, Peaks of Otter from Bedford, Hilltop Berry, which is Nelson County, as well as Mountain Cove and Democracy is also in Nelson County, then Rockbridge Vineyards, and one that's new to me this year, which is the Home Place Vineyard, and I see that's from Chatham.
Tell me, I think there are several stages there. Can you talk about some of the music and the performances?
There are four stages. I do know that on the Vineyard stage, the opening ceremonies, Gary Jaketic will kick it off right at 10 o'clock by unveiling the 2013 festival tree and singing America the Beautiful. And then on the winery stage is where the cook-off begins. And then there's a Vineyard stage that starts out with the Steve Freeman Band. And it goes on with entertainment all through the weekend, the 2 days. So at one point, there's tribal belly dancing, in fact, in the woods. Some of the other groups that are playing, Tori Bailey, Kippin Martin, Bigfoot Country, Dragonfly, Pops Walker, Robin Rich, who does wonderful Celtic and folk things. Steve Freeman Band is coming back on Sunday at 10:30. Then there's Magic of Speed and Kippin Martin again, and Frank Coffey, Just Want to Play, and Pops Walker, Bigfoot Country, Dragonfly, and Tori Bailey ended up on Sunday.
As you smell like a stinking rose, you'll be in good company and you'll be entertained all weekend, it sounds like.
You will. There's also a junior garlic queen contest and a queen contest. She's the stinkiest queen in all of Virginia. The very first one came from down near Danville. Shelley Peace, I still remember, she wore a garlic costume and did a garlic tap dance. And she always said that she got her husband as a result of that. And there is a junior queen, yes, and that's for young ladies that are up to age 18.
So Miss Garlic might be dressed, the garlic queen might be dressed as garlic doing a tap dance. What have you seen for the junior garlic queen, junior garlic princess?
Well, I don't usually get to see all of them. However, I know some of them have accompanied themselves on guitar or have also made up songs and gotten the audience to sing along with them using garlic crushers as accompaniments, clacking them like castanets. The garlic queen, one of my favorites, was the year that the young lady was almost plucked out of the audience, and she said she really didn't have any talent except one, whereupon she lit a head of garlic and put it on a skewer and swallowed it like fire.
So it sounds like whatever year, you might be in for quite a few surprises for the annual garlic festival.
The annual garlic queen, annual garlic festival. All of that is good.
As we wrap it up, I've been preparing a page for our website as an ode to garlic for you, and we found so many quotes, and I think my favorite is from Alice May Brock of Alice's Restaurant fame, and it goes, "Tomatoes and oregano make it Italian, wine and tarragon make it French, sour cream makes it Russian, lemon and cinnamon make it Greek, soy sauce makes it Chinese, garlic makes it good." Do you have any of your own garlic mottos?
My favorite one around our house is, except for oatmeal, there's no such thing as too much garlic.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Meg Hibbert. Her newest book is Passion for Wine and Garlic, and she's co-authored it with her husband, Bill Hibbert. And if you would like to meet her or check out her books, you know where you can find her on October 12th and 13th at the 23rd Virginia Wine and Garlic Festival at Rebeck Vineyards in Amherst. And if you're not familiar with the area, it's right off Highway 29 in Amherst, located between Charlottesville and Lynchburg. There are a few different options for ticket prices. Advance prices range from about $15 to $20.